Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Just after 7:04 outside the capital of this great Commonwealth, I am Scott Lee, filling in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. Virginia citizens and American patriots. Used to say that all the time on the show. It was great. I love that statement, by the way. And by the way, you can find out more about Virginia citizens and American patriots at theleebrothers.com. We define where that came from and what was meant by that. And I want to thank you for some of the great texts about the Target clip we played earlier. I'm going to try to post that. That's a YouTube clip we made in 2012 of the Lee brothers talking about Target and how timely it is. We had that conversation yesterday. And some of you chimed in here and said it was hilarious. It was. It was a lot of fun. That was mainly because of Richard, but a lot of fun back then. I'll post that on our...
You got some more of those, right?
There's others. There's a ton out there. Yeah, they're floating around somewhere.
Yeah, ones that are safe for work now. I know your comedy changes after 13 years, everybody gets upset.
Back then, we were very tight-lipped, man. We handled it pretty good. A couple of little slips, but most part, we were pretty safe for work and everything else.
Yeah, so. We're on a delay.
That's true. I forgot about that. That's an incredibly important point. Text line 833-804-1140. Thanks for the comments there. Rich Herrera will be back. I promise you. It'll be after Thanksgiving, but he's coming back, right? Rich Herrera, is it after Thanksgiving? No, he's coming back before then. And next week, he's coming back. I was going with that. At 7:30, he will be here. We'll have him on the phone. But when he really comes back and takes his seat back and kicks me out of the studio is what is really important to the listeners, I think. I think they care greatly about that. They're like, when the hell is Rich getting back? Okay. So he is coming back. We'll talk with him in about 25 minutes from Sicily. And he's with a bunch of you, listeners, that coming up. State spending, has it gone up or down? What are you kidding me? Government can never get smaller. When Trump tried to take the behemoth that is the federal government that has bounced outside the bounds of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, the enumerated powers. I wish people would really look into that. It's like the argument about what government should do at the federal level was already discussed and settled. It's in the Constitution. The Constitution of the United States was written to limit the federal government. That's the entire point of it. And then in Article 1, Section 8, it even goes deeper and says, here are the things the federal government can do, and everything else is left to the people and the states. That would be Amendments 9 and 10. If we had a knowledge of that, don't you think our government would be different? But Trump went in there and he goes, look, we need DOGE. We're going to eliminate some government agencies and shrink it down to inside its constitutional bounds, which we wouldn't even do that. I mean, if you cut 10%, people would freak out. And look what happened. People absolutely freaked out when all we tried to do was cut a little bit of federal government. It has never ever getting smaller. No government gets smaller, ever. And those who complain about cuts and, oh, there's cuts. There's never been a cut anywhere on the planet for anything. By the way, even with the tax cuts, revenue has exploded. We've never had less revenue. We have more revenue flown into the federal treasury than we've ever had, ever. And those nasty Trump cuts, they hurt us. No, they didn't. We got more money than ever. We have a spending problem in D.C., and we have one here coming in Richmond, too. In Virginia, the General Assembly's Joint Investigative Division, JLARC, some call it, reported a general fund spending growing at an average annual rate of 7.1% over the past decade. Over the past decade, government spending in Virginia rose 7.1%. Spending increases were even larger in the past four fiscal years, raising 13.6% in 22, 15% in 2023, 3.2% in 2024, and rising to 13.4% this year. I tell you that for a reason. The General Assembly will be back in January, and there will be income tax increases. There'll probably be a mansion tax, a wealth tax. Talked about this yesterday on the show. For what? To fund this aggressive growth spree? Has your income gone up 13.4% this year? Government spending did. Has your income gone up 3.2% like it did last year at the government level? Of course not. So I got my hands on the bills that have been pre-filed by the Democrats. And I thought this was interesting, especially as it impacts us here in Richmond or in Virginia on Richmond's Morning News here on WRVA. So I mentioned this yesterday. There's a pre-filing going on right now. So a lot of the General Assembly is doing what politicians do. They introduce bills when they should be repealing bills. That's what I would love to see. If we have 100 House of Delegates members and they all went out and repealed three bills each, it'd be 300 more freedom established. Instead of putting your name on a bill, how about put your names on bills you got rid of? How about that idea? How about going to Richmond and saying, here are the three bills I want to get rid of. I'd rather repeal laws than make them. Expand freedom rather than shrink it. But that's not what's happening so far, at least in the pre-filing of bills that are going to flow into the General Assembly. And that pre-filing ends December 1st, so there'll be a bunch coming up here in the next week or so. Here's a couple of them, just so you know, that the Democrats have submitted. And I think some of these are probably, we knew it was coming. The constitutional amendment to abortion. That's coming. Now, I don't know how you feel about abortion, but a constitutional amendment to that seems outrageous when there's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness seems to be before that. But forget the whole, I guess we could debate that whole thing, but it's always interesting to me in that debate, though. Why can't anyone who's on the pro-abortion side at least tell me, and I've had this conversation many times, when should the government protect life? Just, that's a seems like a legitimate, real question that all of us could ask. But that's not what this amendment is. It's a constitutional amendment of fundamentally right to reproductive freedom. They don't say abortion. Of course, they word it reproductive freedom, which, by the way, everyone has reproductive freedom right now, and there's no constitutional amendment for it. But you do have this abortion that wants to be codified inside the Constitution of Virginia. Provides that every individual has a fundamental right to abort. Fundamental right. A right to take a life, which seems outrageous. So that's one of the pre-filed bills that has now hit the General Assembly before December 1st that the Democrats are putting forth. Here's another one that I think this will impact us greatly. This is paid sick leave. Now, I love the big-heartedness of this. You know, I mean, if you could be a politician on a throne somewhere with a magic wand, and you could decide what every employer ought to do with every employee. Forget their own little debate that they have among themselves. When you go make a hire, you know, you interview and you go through the hiring process, you can debate those things back and forth. And you usually forget all that. Who needs that? I want a king somewhere on a throne in Richmond to decide what my employer should do for me. That's what I want. I mean, it seems easier that way, right? And essentially, that's what this bill is with paid sick leave. See, a politician somewhere said it's not fair that somebody's sick and their employer doesn't let them go do what they need to do, which, by the way, is a very rare thing. I mean, I don't know any employer that their employee calls up and goes, look, I've got a problem. I'm sick. That my kid's sick. My whatever. I've lost a family. Yeah, they don't go, that's it. You're done. I mean, and if that happened, then good. You don't want to be there anyway, right? But leave it up to a politician. This is introduced by Cordis Fowler. She's the chief patron, Democrat. Paid sick leave for all employees of private employers in the state and local governments. All private employers. You will now offer a 30-hour work for, what, a 1 hour of paid sick leave. You're thinking, Scott, that's not much. It's a regulation forced upon a private employer, just like the next bill that was filed, which was an increase in the minimum wage. Now, I remember having a dinner conversation with my kids when they were in high school, very, very young. And I asked them, should there be a minimum wage? Just conversation around the dinner table, you know. You can't get up until I say you're excused and thank your mother for dinner, right? So a two-hour dinner, I remember asking the kids this. That's just, it's like a teenage kid, you know, should there be a minimum wage? What do you think they all said? Of course, right? Of course, Dad, should be a minimum wage. I said, let me ask you a question. If the government can set a minimum wage, can they set a maximum wage? Quiet. Then they said, well, yeah, I guess they can. Should there be a limit on the maximum you can make? And they go, no, I don't like that idea. Oh, okay. But the government should set the wage, a minimum wage. Yes, Dad, they should. Okay, what should it be? Let's have this conversation. What should minimum wage be? It ought to be at least $10 an hour, Dad. Why? Because that seems reasonable. Can you live on $10 an hour? Actually, I can't. I need to make more than that. Well, then why set it at 10? What should it be? Give me, you're a magic wand. You're a politician. You got the wand. You got the whole General Assembly on your side. You got 64 Democrats in the House. What should be a living wage? $50. Why not? If the government can set the wage and it's based upon what people can live on, not work. Remember, that's what it's based on, right? We met on motion now. It's all based on what people can live on. It should be $50 an hour. Then let's establish it. This puny bill that is in my hand only takes it to $15 an hour. How mean and ugly are these Democrats? Only 15? It is not right. It's wrong. It's not a livable wage. Can you live on 15? No, absolutely not. This is repugnant. It should be $50 an hour, not 15. Move on that quickly. This is Scott Lee in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News. News Radio, WRVA. There you go. Good morning, Richmond's Morning News. Scott Lee in for Rich Herrera. By the way, I just want to tell you, my kids finally agreed that the minimum wage was stupid, should not exist. So they're smart kids. But that doesn't mean we're not going to get a big increase in our minimum wage. Thank you. Democrats have already submitted that bill. I've talked a lot about the public school system and how important it is that we have competition and choice in schools. I always find it interesting that you move into a neighborhood and you're told this is your school. You're not told this is your pharmacy. You're not told this is your restaurant. You're not told this is your grocery store. You're not told those things because you can shop those things. Oh, but the school your kids are going to is right here. Well, I don't like that school. Too bad. Sucks to be you if you live here. That just is too bad. It's the weirdest thing. We accept that as human beings. We go, okay, that's my school. I got it. Let me be a little robot and get in line and go to my school, no matter what they teach or say. The public schools have been public-run indoctrination centers for a long time. And the biggest example of this is just walk in your school and talk. But the second one is what happened this week. This is the Michigan State Superintendent of Public Schools in Michigan. Sue Carnell was asked this. Here's the clip of it.
How many genders are there? How many genders are there?
Different people have different beliefs on that.
Oh, my God.
Well, you can believe all you want, but science says there's two.
Well, don't do that to her. By the way, you should have seen the video. Her face is like, uh-oh, what do I do? She's the superintendent of public schools in Michigan. She's teaching those kids. And she can't do that. By the way, she's not alone. Our own Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson couldn't answer the question either. So, I mean, come on. When does this end, folks? When do we finally say, you're right, since the beginning of time, there are two genders. It's the reason we have separate bathrooms and locker rooms. In fact, without those things, there is no civilization. It's a complete breakdown of everything we know. And the superintendent of public schools in Michigan says, deer in headlights, I don't know. Scott Lee in for Rich Herrera on News Radio WRVA.
Carmen San Diego.
Steal their soul in South Korea.
Oh, you stunned me there. I was completely stunned with the music. I was like, when am I? Here, here we go. Right? This is it. Good morning. Just after the bottom of the hour, we're live outside the capital of the Commonwealth of Virginia, the home of Jefferson, Patrick Henry, George Mason, James Madison. I could go on. I could go on. And it's also the home of Rich Herrera. Now, it's his home, but he's not here. Which is why you're listening to me sitting in this whole week while Rich Herrera is, okay, he's on vacation. You think it's a work vacation? No, he's on vacation. And I'm a little jealous because I'm a listener at WRVA and I got rejected from going on this trip. I submitted my paperwork and it came right back to me. Nice try. That's all it said. Nice try. And the thing, I'm like, what? Okay. All right. Anyway, Rich Herrera joins us right now from Sicily. Rich.
Good morning, buongiorno. I'm here with 22 of my best friends, and we just enjoyed going to Terramina, and we ate some gelato, had some lunch, I ate some pizza, we went shopping. Oh, eat your heart out. This is awesome.
Pizza is different in Italy, isn't it? I had pizza last night from Domino's. Is it different in Italy?
Just a little bit different. The margarita, the cheese doesn't go all the way across, so there's like splotches of no cheese on top of the sauce,
right?
But the crust was incredible, and the fresh mozzarella was to die for.
Is this the best part of the well, I'm not going to say the best part, but it's obviously a perk of this trip is the food, right, Rich?
The food is incredible. So I've tried to have as much as I can, and I've also, and now everybody here who's on the trip with me understands that I have the palate of an 8-year-old. I like to eat a lot of hamburgers and chicken strips and fried chicken and stuff, but I've been expanding my horizons. I learned how to eat salad with oil and balsamic vinegar, thanks to my friend sitting over here. We had calamari. I've had many, many different things that I've never had before in my life, and it's been incredible.
That's outstanding. What a lot of fun. It sounds great. I know people here miss having you here, but are enjoying this update for our listeners who got to go on this trip. And there's 22 of them again, Rich, is that right?
There's 24 total. There's 22 of us that are WRVA listeners. Do you want to say hi?
Who, me? I want to say hi.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me put you on speaker. Hold on. All right, hold on. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Say hi to all our listeners. Hi.
Buongiorno.
Hello from Richmond. We're all jealous and miss you greatly. Have a safe and wonderful trip.
Thank you.
Grazie.
Gracias. That's good.
This afternoon, taking a Jeep tour up to Mount Etna, I am not going to take that because I don't want to get car sick. So instead, I'm going to just slum it by sitting by the pool right off the Mediterranean, enjoying this great weather, nice offshore breeze, after I had some gelato and some pizza. And they don't have Diet Coke here, so it's Coke Zero. And I've actually learned how to order that in Italian, so I've been able to enjoy that. And they know to bring me ice, and that's been great. I did watch TV yesterday, and there's only one channel that it was in English. That was CNN International. And after I got tired of watching that nonsense, I spent the rest of the day watching Bewitched in Italian.
Oh, wow. That's it. Do they have subtitles, or is it just that must be like the lips?
Just straight up Samantha speaking Italian with Tabitha and Darren and Endora. And that's what I ended up watching yesterday.
So I was going to ask you, Rich, what is your schedule like? It doesn't sound like it's as packed full. You're not running from one thing to the next. It is kind of an open freedom, kind of more a vacation, right? Am I wrong?
No, it is. It's the best of both. So we've got a wonderful, wonderful tour manager named Rosario. Guys, what do you think of Rosario? Yeah, so they love him. So he oversees everything. The night before, he puts up a paper that tells us what the schedule is for the day, what time do we have breakfast, what time do we have to meet the bus, what time do we have to luggage out if we're changing hotels. And then he has a day planned for us. And if you want to participate, great. And if you do, great. If you don't, you don't. And there's people that have ducked out of here, ducked out of there. Like, I'm going to duck out of the Jeep ride just to sit here and enjoy this beautiful beach.
Yeah,
and
sounds fun.
We've seen so many great historic things. And it's just interesting, the layers of culture that you have from the Greeks, the Romans, the Byzantines, to the Arabs. And it's just fascinating looking at this culture.
I can imagine the other aspect of this is the relationship you're making with some of the listeners. You're really solidifying some relationships you'll probably have, Rich, for maybe the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they talk about it's family. We really are. We're all traveling together. Has anybody gotten tired of anybody yet? No. Has anybody gotten tired of me yet? Yeah. No, okay, I got a couple of yeses in the back. But,
yeah.
But it's been fun. And, you know, it's fun on the bus. Rosario asks us, hey, don't just sit in the same place. Sit with different people. Get to know them.
Yeah, so right.
We sit with different people. We split around and we sit at different people for dinner, and it's been great. Some of us have gone off on our own to dinner with different folks, and
so
everybody here is just so nice.
Let me ask a question. Are they all from the Richmond area, or are they all over the Commonwealth, or even outside the Commonwealth?
We have one Georgian, somebody from Atlanta. Everybody else is from Central Virginia, from Midlothian to Short Pump, and all throughout Central Virginia. So it's been a lot of fun.
Oh,
and we've been checking, you know, we checked the UVA score and the Virginia Tech score, and people are talking that Virginia Tech's getting a new football coach. So we're doing a little bit of everything.
So, Rich, I just want everyone there to know that they're pre-filing bills for the General Assembly now. Are they concerned about that? Are people talking about pre-filing of bills in the General Assembly under Sicily?
Rosario told us no politics. We're on vacation. We're supposed to relax.
Oh.
But as we slip aside, you know, we're all talking and we're all kind of shaking our heads at some of the stuff. Like I told everybody, the first English TV I've seen in a week was a lawyer from Richmond who's suing Trump, the Trump administration, over the ballroom. And that's the first thing I saw. I'm like, oh, great, he's from Richmond. First person I saw. So that's when I decided to start watching Bewitched in Italian.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Buongiorno, Darren. Oh, buongiorno.
So what's next for you today? When you hang up this phone and you get off and go do your thing, what are you guys doing next?
Dude, we've got this beautiful hotel. So we're in Naxos. We just went to Taormina, which is, we're in a Gardenia Naxos, which is an ancient Greek city. It was the first Greek colony on Sicily. But then it was overrun and taken down by the Carthage. Then they moved up to the little town that we're up at today, but we're right on the beach. So I'm actually just going to hang out. I got a book. I got Jack Carr's new book I've been reading on the trip. So I'm going to go sit and read my book and just relax. And it's got this beautiful pool. And I left the door open last night. You can hear the waves crashing. It's just awesome.
Yeah,
it's so relaxing.
Yeah, you can stop with that.
Well, and I'll tell you this. Let me tell you this.
Okay.
All of our listeners are absolutely amazing. Oh, wait a minute. Candy, our bus driver, is telling me to get off the bus. Now, let me tell you this. The best bus driver ever. I got to tell you this. There are hairpin turns that he's taking that Mario Andretti couldn't do. I mean, he is the best driver because there's these little, we're in a big, gigantic, you know, tour bus. And he's taking these hairpin turns that are incredible. I can't believe he's making these turns. He's been great. Like I said, everything's been so good. All the hotels have been great. So I will put in for you to come with us on the next trip.
Okay, fair enough.
Everybody's got to do. I'll call Zach. I'll call Bennett. I'll call everybody. You need to come along.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love that tremendously. Well, Rich, it sounds like a great time, and I know they're listening. The listeners of WRVA right now are probably wishing.
Wait, hold on.
Here,
hold on.
Uh-oh, what's this?
Condi, say hi to America.
Ciao, tutta America.
Ah.
that's our bus driver, Condi.
Oh, very nice.
So Candelaria, our bus driver. So, hey, I'll check in with you tomorrow.
Rich, thank you. Enjoy your trip. We're all jealous. That's Rich. Thanks, Rich. That's Rich Herrera. He is your host here on Richmond's Morning News, live from Sicily. Obviously, he's enjoying his time and having a great time with the listeners of News Radio WRVA. Scott Lee in for Rich, News Radio WRVA.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Scott Lee in for Rich Herrera. This is Richmond's Morning News. Jamming here this morning. Got a text from Tim in Mechanicsville, 833-804-1140. He said he wants to be an honorary Lee brother. Now, the history of that goes back past 2012. When we first started radio, we came up with, obviously, the Lee brothers, and people would call in and go, how can I be part of the family? And we said, hey, you can be an honorary Lee brother. And you don't have to be a male or female. It's an honorary status. And we had these bumper stickers that said, I'm an honorary Lee brother and 1140 WRVA. And I actually have seen these stickers across Richmond, which is kind of cool. I actually still have a stack of these stickers. So Tim's asking if he can be an honorary Lee brother. You can, Tim. You can drop me an email at patriots@theleebrothers.com, and I'll send you an honorary Lee brother bumper sticker.
And you're going to bring one for you tomorrow?
I will. Actually, I will. I will bring you one. Yeah, there you go. Honorary Lee brother bumper sticker. People don't know what that is, but my car got keyed one time and I figured they knew what it went. So anyway, I've been looking at this tariff conversation. You know, Trump has reversed some tariffs because the cost of coffee, beef, and he's actually gone back and said, all right, we're going to lift the tariff because of the cost of tomatoes and other specific spices, those type of things. So he admits that the tariff did have a cost impact on certain things. So he's lifted this. It's just happened on Friday. Forever, the conservative movement has been against tariffs. It's been a more free market, free trade or forever. Ronald Reagan was free trade. The Heritage Foundation was free trade. I've been free trade forever. I think the idea of a trade deficit is a joke. Someone needs to explain it to me. And I don't understand why we care that we have a trade deficit. I have a trade deficit with my grocery store. I buy a whole lot more from them than they buy from me. And I've had it. I'm going to go into Publix tomorrow, and I'm going to demand they start buying something from me. No, I'm not. It doesn't matter. I benefit from that relationship. And for us to have a trade deficit with a poor country makes total sense. Vietnam can't buy jack from us. Of course we're going to have a trade deficit with a poor country and a rich company that wants product. That was never a reason to implement the tariffs, although we were told that. Then Heritage came out, and they've actually adjusted their articles that were against tariffs and for them. I don't know what's going on. It's an interesting take watching this whole thing flip. Probably get more into this tomorrow if we have time. I am Scott Lee, and joined filling in for Rich Herrera on Richmond's Morning News, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.